Ann Arbor Public Schools will continue to participate in the Early College Alliance, Washtenaw International High School, and Widening Achievement for Youth program next school year. While the board resolution was simply to participate, they did request that Superintendent Janice Swift target only 10 spots for the WAY program, 40 new slots for Y-High, and 35 more spots for ECA. School Board President Deb Mexicott says since the deadline to apply for two of these programs is in January, they should have a good idea of how many students will participate as they plan next school year's budget.
We'll be starting that budgeting process in earnest in January, and so it kind of all dovetails together. So we'll be able to sort of say, we want to fill this number of slots in these programs. We don't want to go over that, or at least not substantially over it, and we need to do that so that we have a real number that we can put into our budget as we move forward developing the 14-15 budget.
The countywide consortium has slotted 80 new ECA slots for Ann Arbor and plans on holding a straight lottery for Y-High. Washtenaw Intermediate School District Superintendent Scott Menzel says if Ann Arbor doesn't take all of their slotted seats, it will leave more openings for students from other districts, as has been the case in previous years.
My anticipation is that we would look at the other districts to pick up those other slots and they would recruit to fill the number of slots that we need to in order to operate the programs.
Both Menzel and Ann Arbor school board members say there have been communication issues on both sides this year and say they will work to avoid these problems going forward. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.